Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coaches, the players in the locker room, offense, defense, and special teams. The reality is we didn't play well enough in all three phases to win the game. And there's going to be a lot out there to divide. And we got to tune all that out and stick together.
Aye. It's the morning shift.
And here comes the division.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man.
I fear it might be too late, James Franklin.
It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan hanging out as well. You just heard it from James Franklin. Not the best weekend for him. Penn State lost to UCLA 42-37, and Penn State fell from number 7 all the way out of the top 25.
That's just brutal, and I don't want to get too far over my skis here. That's the most brutal loss probably in Penn State history. And I know that, look, I have friends that are Penn State grads. I know Mike Conte's probably listening right now. I can't think of one worse than that. We talked to multiple people before the year that had Penn State slated as a national title contender. And I know, look, and let me give you guys the backstory. If you don't understand what happened, UCLA let go of Tino Sinceri, who was their offensive coordinator. They put Jerry Neuheisel in that role before the game. Nico Iamaleava, who is not a dual-threat quarterback, all of a sudden comes out running the ball, runs the ball up and down the field on Penn State's defense. I'll give them a little bit of a pass. Okay, Nico, 16 rushes, 128 yards, by far career highs. I'll give Penn State a little bit of a pass where it's like, oh, we didn't expect this to happen with UCLA's offense. The thing I can't give you a pass on is how bad Drew Aller looked at times, how bad this offense looked at times. Drew Aller does end up 19 of 26, 199, but man, when you look at some of the offensive woes for them and the struggles they had at times in this, it was awful. Drew Aller ends up as your leading rusher for Penn State's offense. There's just something amiss. And by the time they got it pointed in the right direction, they couldn't score enough points to catch back up with UCLA, who is a team, to say the least, has been awful. And they somehow beat a team, like I said, that had national title hopes before the year started.
You know who I feel even more sad for than anybody on Penn State? Mike Conte. Mike Conte goes to the game. He was already out there in L.A. because he had to call Atlanta United.
Oh, I didn't know he was out there.
He was out there.
No.
He was out because Atlanta United play LAFC in L.A. He went to the game, and, man, I just – his ex, Twitter, whatever you want to call it,
Mike,
in shambles. I feel so bad for Mike this morning, man.
Mike.
I feel so bad for Mike.
That is – I didn't know he was at the game.
He was at the game. He was at the game, bro.
Dude.
He witnessed it firsthand.
Yikes.
In person. Feel terrible for Mike, our fearless leader this morning. But – no, I mean, Penn State just, I mean, talk about wetting the bed. I mean, you can't wet the bed any worse than that. You really can't. I mean, just you, like you said, Nico's not even a dual threat. And he
was ripping it off.
He was ripping it off.
He's like 160 pounds soaking wet. He's just trucking people.
And I mean, he ends up with, over 300 total yards, accounted for 5 touchdowns. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, they might have boosted Nico's, draft stock just off that game alone.
Bro, I'm looking at Jerry Neuheisel. Obviously, his dad used to be the head coach at UCLA. I'm looking at Jerry Neuheisel getting, carried off the field. I'm like, this guy might have gone from analyst to head coach, out at UCLA right now. That's how much they love that guy. That's crazy.
They are taking on Northwestern this upcoming weekend. Is that going to be a better opponent?
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to think either one of these teams right now. That was so crazy.
Oof. All right. Georgia bounced back with a 35-14 win over Kentucky at home.
There's nothing shocking. I think that was the beautiful part. I think that was the great part for Georgia fans. You go at the end of the third quarter, I believe, you pull up 35-7. Gunnar Stockton was doing Gunnar Stockton things. Dylan Bell was incredible. Cash Jones even gets a touchdown. They played really great defense against a team that in the past has muddied the water, has bloodied some noses. Kentucky usually comes for a bar fight, and yet the Georgia Bulldogs are able to kind of put one out there and get one behind them. So I thought this was a huge win for Kirby Smart and Georgia to just be able to move past a loss. This is what we expect out of Georgia. They don't have the highs and lows. You have the loss last week. You come back and get the win. They are still absolutely square in the conversation for national championship contenders.
They did exactly what we talked about, what they were supposed to do on Friday, and they did exactly that. They handled business. Game was never in doubt. If you were a Georgia fan, you never feared that the outcome was going to be any different than what you expected it to be. Handle business from the jump. First two possessions, they go 75 yards on the first one, go pretty much the length of the field on the second one, 96 yards. Put together great jobs. Gunnar Stockton did what he had to do on the ground, through the air. Running game looked like how it was supposed to. So, again, we talked about how we expected Georgia to have one of their more complete performances, one of their better performances, and that's exactly what they put together against Kentucky. So good stuff from the Dogs.
Well, and I love seeing Rusty's tweet he put out there, a reminder that Georgia's 57-6 since 2020.
Yeah, look, Max. There's a bunch of stats like that rolling around. The one where they're up, I think Kentucky was trying to score before the half or something like that, and then they don't. I can't remember if it's a field goal or a touchdown because I was watching from the Bama game, like inside the stadium. But I was looking at it, and right there, they're like talking to Kirby Smart before halftime, and it's like, oh, by the way, when he's up by 14 at halftime, he's 56-0. Yeah, ding. He's up 56-0. He's 56-0 when he's up. I guess 57-0 now when he's up by 14 at halftime. So, yeah, that's exactly what we expected after that.
Absolutely. And number 10, Alabama got a nice 30-14 win over number 16, Vanderbilt. You weren't confident on Friday,
no,
Mike.
No, absolutely not. And, look, this game was a lot closer than the final score would suggest. Jim Miller rips off, 40 or 50-yarder right there at the end that puts this one out of touch. Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt were about to go up 14-0. He fumbled inside the 10-yard line. Bama comes out. I think they went for it on fourth down. Ty Simpson throws an interception. Vanderbilt goes back down the field, scores a touchdown. Bama misses a field goal. Vanderbilt's driving again. You're like, this is going to get ugly. And then all of a sudden, Justin Jefferson, the middle linebacker for Alabama, forces a fumble, and everything flipped on that one play. Bama's able to put together a couple of good offensive possessions. They get in the end zone. They score right before halftime. Have a couple of huge conversions. But this one was still in doubt. Bama finally pulls up by 9, I think, with like 4 or 5 minutes left and kind of put it in a two-score game. And then Jay Miller at the end is able to rip off a long run to cover the spread. But it was a dogfight for a lot of this game. And Vanderbilt, because of the final score, probably not going to get the credit they deserve, nor will Bama for getting the win. But this was a hard-fought game.
Well, and before the game, game day obviously was out there. Nick Saban was on the panel, and they went out to Bill Belichick and kind of asked him, they're looking for this warm, fuzzy moment. Like, what have you learned from Nick Saban? This is bleeped, Dylan, is it? Okay, it's bleeped. let's play this.
I learned an awful lot from Coach Saban. We came from different defensive systems, and we merged them together in Cleveland. I learned a lot from him about man-to-man coverage, which we didn't play a lot of at New York. The 4-3 defense, which, you know, he played at Michigan State and Toledo. You know, it was a great experience, you know, watching Nick handle the free agents and recruit and build a program at Alabama. I'm very grateful for the relationship that I have with him and all the things that I've learned from him. He's the best that's ever done it, and it's a real honor for me to just be with him for those 4 years and have our relationship and friendship be almost lifelong in this career.
Yeah, well, I never thought in all the time we've been friends that I'd ever say that you're full of shit, but I learned a lot more. I learned a lot more from you than you ever learned from me. Yeah.
That's so good, dude.
That's not true.
I love that, man. First of all, the best part of this, you can tell that Bill Belichick is absolutely squirming being mic'd up and being on College Game Day.
Yes.
Like his absolute nightmare. He's like, I don't want to see him this personable. I'm not this personal. I don't want to walk around with a microphone before the game. I want to be, you know, talking to my players, this, that, and the other. And Nick, you can see the lighthearted, retired version of Nick Saban be like, hey, just calm down, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's not that big of a deal.
Nick Saban was like, hey, bro, stop glazing. Yeah, you're glazing too hard right now,
you're,
dog.
You're just giving the politically correct answer and nobody buys it, man. Definitely not me. I love that. That's cool interaction.
Well, each Wednesday night, reminder to join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. I was a peripheral Swiftie this weekend. I love Taylor Swift. I do. But I don't go through all the hoops that fans need to understand
everything.
Is it
one of those things you can go as deep as you want to, but you don't have to?
Yes. She said on the New Heights podcast, like, you'll never know any of this is here if you're not looking for it.
Wow.
So the album, okay, fine. It's fine. It's not 1989. You know, it's not Red. It's the life of a showgirl. It is what it is. But what happened this weekend was Taylor Swift sent her fans on a wild goose hunt. There was a puzzle that was on Google, and you had to unscramble these words. They turned out to be cities where there were actual doors she put up in these cities, and people went out and scanned QR codes that were on these doors, orange doors, all across the world.
This is in real life.
We're talking Barcelona,
wow.
Nashville, yes, everywhere, across the world. There was this big scavenger hunt to figure out.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Okay, so
each
QR code goes to a video, and it has different letters. Okay, so you got to unscramble those letters. It turns out to be a line from some letter she put on her website. You Google that line. Think about all the work these people have done.
I was going to say, okay, you lost me at like step five.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, the payoff should be amazing here, right?
Right.
The payoff was you get to see the lyric video for The Fate of Ophelia, her latest single, which is crazy because The Fate of Ophelia actual music video was what was playing in the movie theaters this weekend. So then to release a lyric video after you put your fans through this, I don't know, girl.
A little bit much.
Maybe there's more to it. Maybe there's more to it.
Okay, you're looking for like a step eight.
I feel she really upset some people with this.
And wasn't she going to drop the lyric video regardless? Like, you could have just waited and not done all the work and still got the same outcome.
Yeah. People were joking, like, oh, she's just trying to keep y'all busy because it's Travis's birthday. So I came up with a game called, this ain't it.
Okay.
And we're just going to go through some disappointing things that have happened through pop culture, sports, history, okay?
Okay. All right.
You guys can work together on these.
All right, let's do it.
In 1985, what soda tried to launch a brand new flavor only to have their main fan base revolt?
This is New Coke, right?
Yeah, New Coke. Yeah.
That definitely was not it. And I wasn't even alive back then, but I know that was not it.
I wasn't alive either. Never had New Coke, but I also know that it won't it.
The Coca-Cola Classic, baby.
It actually turned out to be a huge success for them because the relaunch of Coca-Cola Classic was
huge.
Massive. Yeah. And they've stayed on top since.
I wondered if that was going to happen with our friends at Cracker Barrel, but I don't know. I don't know. I have no follow-up.
I think not quite
good.
The same outcome for them.
All right. In 1999, this festival was supposed to spread a message of peace and love. It ended up with chaos and fires, thanks in part to Fred Durst.
In what year?
99.
Oh, this is Woodstock 99.
That's Woodstock
99.
Yeah,
absolutely. I don't know which one of those was more of a disaster, the original or the 99 one. It was crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane.
Shout out to, who's supposed to be the Fire Fest? Was supposed to be Ja Rule?
Oh, yeah.
We'll get there.
Fire Fest. Okay. She's like, calm down.
All right. Who promised not one, not two, not three titles and then lost his very first finals with the Heat?
LeBron James.
LeBron.
That's funny. Hey, shout out to those Mavs. Those Mavs were tough.
Hey, they were. They were good.
I'm very curious if either one of you will know this one. This serial killer / blood spatter experts series finale, was a major letdown in 2013.
Oh, I know who this show, I can't think of the name of the show, but I know what show it is.
Dexter?
Yeah, Dexter. Because I was going to say, haven't they relaunched it?
They relaunched it.
Okay.
But that thing burned me so bad. First of all, I heard a spoiler, so I refused to even watch it.
Okay.
And I will not watch the new spin.
Yeah. I never got into Dexter. I tried, but it was like after the, you know, after everybody else was kind of into it. So I veered.
It was so good for so long.
Yeah.
This series had 8 years of buildup, but the ending in 2019.
Game of Thrones.
Yep.
just automatically
Dude,
knew.
Yeah.
That ain't it.
Ted Mosby took 9 years to explain who he ended up with, which wasn't the plot of the show.
I didn't mind this one, though.
But it wasn't the plot.
That's How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
And it was the whole show, you know who he ends up with, but it wasn't the mother. It's just, it was weird. It was weird. It was weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Ja Rule is still trying to make up for his failed event, along with Billy McFarlane called.
The Fire Fest.
Oh, didn't they try goodness. A 2.0 this?
They
didn't
did.
Well either.
They did. I don't think that went over well
didn't
either.
Didn't work either. It didn't work
Freaking
either.
Freaking Ponzi scheme or something.
All right. And what social media platform thought so much of their success, they launched a phone to give you 24/7 notifications?
Oh. Is this Facebook?
It is.
Wow, they really?
They have their own phone. The problem is, nobody wants to be seen with a Facebook phone.
No.
That neediness, like, oh, I got to check my Facebook.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got a little bit greedy there.
Hold up. I got to see if she requested, if she accepted my friend request on my Facebook phone.
Jeez. Come on. Calm down.
Well, congratulations, guys.
I feel like we did good.
Totally rocked that.
Yeah, we matched that.
I couldn't think of the Dexter thing, but yeah, we crushed it.
Well, coming up, after the Bills lost to the Patriots, it's hard not to start thinking about a week from today. We're going to get into that next. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.